Your friend, Little Bear. Summer was over, and Emily was saying goodbye. It was time to go back to school. Mother Bear baked a cake. Little Bear made lemonade. Mother Bear said, "Let us eat up all the cake. If we do, then it will not rain tomorrow." "Let it rain," said Little Bear. "Emily will not be here tomorrow to play with me." "Anyhow," said Emily, "we can eat up the cake, and we can drink the lemonade." So they ate the cake and drank the lemonade and talked and talked. Then it was time for Emily to go home. Father Bear said, "Don't let Lucy break any more arms." "Oh, no," said Emily. Emily hugged her doll and said, "Lucy wants to say goodbye, too." "Say goodbye to Little Bear, Lucy." Emily made Little Bear hold Lucy. Then she said to him, "Little Bear, you can have Lucy for keeps. I will give her to you." "Oh," began Little Bear. But before he could say anything, Emily took Lucy back again. "Oops," she said, "I forgot. Lucy has to come to school with me." Emily opened her pocketbook. She took out a fine new pen. "This is for you," she said. "I want you to have it." Little Bear took the pen. "Thank you, Emily," he said. He ran into his room and came back with a pretty toy boat. "This is for you," he said, "for keeps. You can sail it in your bathtub." "Thank you," said Emily. "I will." "Goodbye, Little Bear. See you next summer." Little Bear stood at the door till Emily was out of sight. Two big tears ran down his face. Mother Bear saw them and took him on her lap. "My goodness, Little Bear," she said. "You will be going to school too, and you will learn to write. Then you can write to Emily." "Little Bear can begin right now," said Father Bear. He got out some paper and said, "Little Bear can write his own name." "Yes," said Mother Bear, "with his fine new pen." She took Little Bear's paw in hers and helped him to begin. That made Little Bear very happy. He said, "When can I write to Emily?" "Soon," said Mother Bear. And soon he did write to Emily, like this. "Dear Emily, it is snowing. I love the snow. I wish I could send you some. Owl, duck, hen, and cat send their love. So do the ducklings. I cannot wait for summer. Your friend, Little Bear."